does serve to acknowledge and appreciate all contribution and moral support in the pursuit of establishing democracy and the rule of law.
There is a transition process going on in Guinea. What's the view of the FNDC on the progress of the transition?
To answer that question, I just have to tell you that the transition is not on the right path.
What do you mean the transition is not on the right path?
It means too simply that the transition is triggered, is blocked.
An ECOWAS delegation has been visiting Guinea, and I think ECOWAS has said that the military junta should stick to the 24-month transition process. Are you saying that it's not working or that would not be possible?
When the ECOWAS obtained that agreement with the authority, since then, nothing is made by the authority like to make people believe that we're going back to the normal situation. On that agreement, they maintained 10 points. But among those 10 points, even 1 point, they don't achieve anything. They just keep playing games with the people. And even with the ECOWAS, because when they obtained the 24 months, the ECOWAS asked government to create conditions that's going to allow all the people that are concerned on this situation to come back together around the table and to create a condition, a secure condition. Among those, a lot of people are outside of the country. Another people are in jail. Even our head in the FNDC, he was in jail for 9 months. And to let him get out from the jail, we have to protest.
I want to talk about the dialogue, because part of the transition process is a dialogue among political parties. How does the FNDC see the dialogue? Is it going according to plan?
In our case, when I say our case, I talk about Guinea. The dialogue is not between the political parties. There is one article, the document, which said the dialogue should be between the political party and the new authority. That's the Article 77. And then you have two branches of political party. You have all the big parties in the country who are not associated to the dialogue, because what the biggest party and the civil society asks the new authority, even the ECOWAS, the UN, the European Union, and all those big organizations, is to allow Guinea to create a dialogue between those big party and the civil society and the new authority. But that dialogue, that table, will be led by the ECOWAS in presence of the big institution. But the government, they don't do that. They just make it seem like we have dialogue.